Oh my God, I don't know if I can do that today. It's NBA Australia episode 10. It's Friday, December 1. How you going? It's NBA Australia. I'm a very hungover James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, The Brooklyn Game, and one half of the Derong Guys NBA podcast. And this is NBA Australia. Your daily, yeah, that was a bad idea. Your daily podcast stop for all things NBA with a dash of Australia. This is live from Lariama Studios in New York City, New York, while I sit here and watch a bunch of weird Russians on the roof across the street from me. And we're talking the hottest of NBA storylines. Who's doing what? How they're doing it? Where they're doing it? Who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball? We're talking about what happened last night in the NBA, talking a bunch of smack about a bunch of other junk, and we're covering off what the Australian players are up to. And today, we've got our extra dumb Quartermark awards. We gave out our MVP, Rookie of the Year, Coach of the Year, Sixth Man of the Year, Most Improved, and Defensive Player of the Year yesterday. Today, we've got some extra dumb ones because it's Friday. And why not? We're giving out our best dude to watch, best dude to leave your kids with, worst dude to leave your kids with, best road trip companion, best Australian, and favorite Australian. Yeah, those things are different. For the first quarter of the NBA season, plus it's Friday, so we've got our dickhead of the week and the usual dumb segments like that's not a knife, that's a knife, look at me, the award-winning, yeah, nah, and a very special guest swinging by. It's a look into the life of Celtic center and Australian Aaron Baines. Plus, we'll wrap the games from last night and preview every single game coming for this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Amazing. NBA Australia, we don't pull any punches. Fucking A. All right, let's go. All right, it is NBA Australia, and you know what that means. The first thing that we always do is the daily whip around. We catch up on all things NBA. Good times. Great memories. Very hello. Thursday night, what happened? A fair amount. A, I went to see the Hold Steady and only caught little bits of basketball. But boy, did I drink some beers. Anyway, Philly played Boston and Philly lost 97 to 108. Always going to happen. Joel Embiid did not play on the second night of a back-to-back. Ben Simmons had 15 points on 14 shots with 6 points and 6 rebounds and 7 assists. Thing is, Kyrie was the story. He put up a mammoth stat line. 36 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Just dirty, filthy Kyrie action. Doubled the points of Philly's best performer, which was the homie, Dario Saric. He had 18. Kyrie, 36. Nice. That's Kyrie's fifth game with over 30 points so far this season. It's pretty good. On you, Kyrie. Come on, buddy. I've still got that 20 riding on you for the scoring title. Papa needs a new pair of shoes. Tatum and Brown versus Simmons and Bede didn't happen, which was a bit of a bummer, but Tatum had himself a game at 15. Brown, not so much. Still, two young teams in the East. This was fun as hell. Baines started. On you, Bainesy! Didn't have a great stat line. We'll get to that in the Australian whip around. Boston put this way at the start of the fourth, and that was that. So, bit of a fizzer. What can you do? Still, good game. Ben Simmons just looks so fucking good, man. Cleveland, 121 at Atlanta, 114. Cleveland have won 10 straight now. Remember how we're all hand-wringing go, when are Cleveland going to figure it out? I don't know if Cleveland are ever going to figure it out. Can Cleveland figure it out? Of course they fucking figured it out. They won 10 straight. I don't know. Veteran teams, man. Sometimes they just need to click, and they did. LeBron didn't chill and sit this one out like I maybe thought. He, in fact, just went, nah, fuck this. I'm going to block everybody into oblivion. See ya, Taurean Red Bull Prince. You got blocked the fuck out of here. Kevin Love had 25 and 16, backing up his 38 and 8 the other night. Nice one. Even D-Wade got in on the fun with 19. On the Hawks side, well, the Hawks start Luke Babbitt. So, fuck the Hawks. Chicago at Denver. Oh, can you believe it? Denver 111, Chicago 110. Will Barton did it! 37 points. Game winner. Unbelievable. I fucking love Will the Thrill. The finisher kicked ass for Chicago at 20-9. Chris Dunn as well. As mentioned yesterday, backed up his very good game against Phoenix and smashed Denver's horrible guards. He had 19-5-5 on 9 of 11. Chris Dunn, there's life in them there hills. That's all right. On you, mate. I've never been more proud. Well, I've been more proud of other things. Milwaukee at Portland. Oh, wait, actually, back to Chicago, Denver. I liked it. I'm saying, oh, wait, like, I don't control what the fuck's happening. Jokic hurt his ankle. But basically, good news, this is like a mile-high Porzingis experience. Hurt his ankle, but all the scans came back negatory, so he's now day-to-day, which is a bummer. What's up with a big dude suddenly hurting all their ankles? The fuck out of here. Come on. Hopefully, Nikola will be back soon enough. Milwaukee at Portland. Milwaukee, take it. 103, Portland 91. Gross. What's going on, Portland? Well, I'll tell you what's going on. When Dame and CJ combine to shoot 14 of 36, that won't win you many basketball games. Jesus. On the flip side, Milwaukee's guards, Bledsoe and Middleton, that'd be Chris and Eric, for those paying attention. 26 points for Chris, 25 for Eric. Jesus, not bad. Greek had a lazy 29-5. That's 20 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists. Jesus, Greek. The Bosnian Bear was the best performer for Portland. Old Yusuf Nurkic had 24-11. Yes, is Yusuf. Hello. Well played. Did not expect Milwaukee to win that. Portland at home. Thought they'd just roll in, kick the shit out of him. No dice. Speaking about rolling in and kicking the shit out of somebody, Utah did just that to the Clippers. Utah 126 to the Clippers 107. That was a jumping, jingling Joe Ingles revenge game. Mashed it. Joe Ingles cut by the Clippers when he's flying his wife over to hang out and go, I got a job. And then they cut him. Bricks, fuck you, Doc. And turns out he gets to go play for Utah, kick some ass. They're better than the Clippers. On you, Joe. This is the battle of the MASH units. However, the Clippers are missing Blake Griffin, obviously, with his left MCL sprain. Pat Bev is out for the year with his knee. Gallo. Danilo Gallinari. Sprained ankle. Milos Teodosic is still out with his plantar fascia as well. And Utah are missing Gobert. Well, Rudy. Hey there, Rudy. Rodney. Rodney Hood. Rodney. And Joe Johnson with a weird wrist thing. And, of course, your boy, Dante Exum. Love you, Dante. So the MASH units, man, this is what happens. You end up with the Clippers losing their first game after winning 3 in a row, losing Blake in that last game. When you don't have anyone, that means Austin Rivers is your best player and has 25 points. And that's not fucking good for anybody, is it? Utah on the flip side, they've won 4 straight. What the hell's going on? I'll tell you, fucking Donovan Mitchell's going on. Woo! My boy, he's doing awesome. We'll get to that at length soon. I dig it. I got a lot of time for Donovan Mitchell. I don't know if you've noticed that, but I literally mention him every fucking day. All right, how about the NBA Australia approved performance of the night?
That's a knife.
That is a knife. Mick Crocodile Dundee, because hot damn, Will the Thrill Barton is our That's Not a Knife, That's a Knife performer of the evening. 37 points off the fucking bench, Will. Jesus. And the game winner. Are you fucking kidding? This little twisty reverse layup with 3 seconds left. Nails it. Unbelievable. I love Will the Thrill. There's just enough crazy in his eyes that just go, yes, you are one of my favorites. I fucking love it. Will the Thrill, you get the...
That's not a knife.
That's a knife for today. Who is old mate, no mates today? NBA Australia, every day we go through who's got no mates. Who's got no mates today? Well, one thing I didn't really touch on this week was this guy. Marc Gasol, your old mate, no mates today. Because let's face it, Big Spain, you've had a rough week. You're not playing well. His buddy Mike isn't healthy. And he's out there having a sook about how no one likes him. And the coaches are like picking on him and shit. On top of that, people are now calling him a coach killer. Look, just because a dude gets his third coach fired doesn't make him a coach killer. Oh, wait. Yes, it does. Of course it fucking does. Marc Gasol, you are old mate, no mates today because you got fucking Fizdale fired, you piece of shit. Fuck you, Big Spain. Old mate, no mates. That's you, Marc Gasol. All right. I dig it. Y'all ready for better than Lonzo Ball? Because you better be.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you'll get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average.
He wishes he could be average. So this is your daily look into who was better than Lonzo Ball last night. Lonzo, of course, didn't play because there was no Lakers game, but that didn't stop someone from being hashtag better than Lonzo Ball last night. This is pretty easy. I've already talked about him at length. Of course, it's our repeat visitor, fellow rookie, Donovan Mitchell. Holy shit. Goes off against the Clips for 24 points, 6 assists, shooting 9 of 16 from the field. Damn, Donovan. That is brutal. Smashed it. He looks so fucking... He had this massive yak as well on this random alley-oop. Just like thrown from outside the three-point line. He got up and fucking crammed it. It was unreal. I love Donovan Mitchell. I'm going to go by like 87 Mitchell jerseys. Of course, if I do that, he'll get fucking hurt. That's how it rolls. I literally have a collection of NBA jerseys in the house that were then basically, they basically preceded that player either getting hurt devastatingly or traded within 6 months. It is the James Clements, I bought a jersey, kiss of death. Anyway, Donovan Mitchell, you are better than Lonzo Ball. He went 5 of 10 from 3 last night. That's more than Lonzo's made in a game this year. And he's currently averaging 15.3 points, 3.1 rebounds, 3.2 assists. And his shooting numbers, even though they're not great, that's almost 40% from the field, 35% from three, that's fine, and 82% from free throw line. Good on you. Lonzo is at 9-7-7 with 1.5 steals. His shooting, though, Jesus, still 31.5 from the field. Gross. 25.7% from three. Ugh. And 46.7 from the free throw line. Blah. Not good. Not good, Lonzo. Come on, mate. You can get up there. Get up there and be average. That's all we ask. That's all we ask. All right, coming up next, it's our extra dumb other NBA Australia quarter mark awards coming up like basically right now. Pow! Y'all ready? It's our extra dumb other NBA Australia quarter mark awards. Every team, 2021 games in. So, who's been the most fun dude to watch this year? Well, I got six. So give me... I reckon we're going to say this in the order, and then I'm going to throw a hairpin at the end. Greek Freak has been unbelievably fun to watch. Ben Simmons has been very, very, very fun to watch. Boogie has been unfucking real to watch. And then you get to the pointy end. Because you know who's at the pointy end? The supercharged Zinger Burger, until he hurt his fucking ankle. Kyrie has also been amazing, but goddamn, the craziest part is LeBron James, 15 years in, has actually probably been the most exciting player to watch this year. That the most fun dude just to watch kind of like night in, night. He gets tossed for the first time ever. Dude is like carrying this like weirdly... shitty Cleveland team to like 10 wins straight. Fucking hell, LeBron. That's pretty great. I'm hell of me impressed. It's just fucking nuts how we take his awesomeness for granted, right? So he came in second in my idea for the MVP. And I'll tell you, even though Harden is leading the league in points and assists, LeBron is leading it in just like, I'm the fucking man, dude. You can't take your eye. Like, watching Cleveland is still fucking fun because LeBron's out there. Whereas watching Houston, it's a bit more of a slog sometimes. Even though, man, Chris Paul looked good the other night. Anyway, there you go. Donovan Mitchell could probably be added to my fucking most fun dude to watch. And, of course, Will the Thrill too. But still, there you go. My top six, Greek, Ben Simmons, Boogie, Zinger, Kyrie, and LeBron. All right, who's our dude you leave your cars with? Ah, fuck. Dude you leave your kids with for a night. So, babysitting, basically. Give me Jason Tatum. He'd have never done it before, but knock it out of the park. He's just that kind of guy. Kevin Love, he'd quietly get the job done efficiently without complaining. And if anything went wrong, we'd all know who to blame. Spencer Dinwiddie, you'd never even notice he was there. And suddenly they'd be fed, in bed, and asleep for like 8 hours, no problem. Just gets shit like sorted, no problems. Basically, Spencer Dinwiddie is the guy that you call after your top two babysitters have dropped out. D'Angelo Russell and Jeremy Lin, what up? Brooke Lopez or Robin Lopez? Also good for leaving your kids with for a night. Problem is, they'd read comics in a couch fort all night, but at least the kids would have fun. Nice. That's a good top five. How about dude you'd not leave your kids with? Well, not Nick Young. apology, Swaggy P. You seem kind of fun, but I don't know about that. How about Dwight Howard? I don't know. They'd have to fight for attention around your other 47 fucking kids, Dwight. Not D'Angelo Russell, because he's actually still a fucking kid. Not Austin Rivers, because he's a piece of shit. And not Nikola Jokic, because the kids would get crushed by him and his insane brothers. Dude, you would happily road trip with. This is our next award. The guy, you're like, all right, fucking sure. We're on a road trip. This is going to be fun. Oh, should we? Yeah, let's recap. Dude, you'd not leave your kids with. Dude, you would. Jason Tatum, Kevin Love, Spencer Dinwiddie, Brooke, and Robin Lopez. You'd not do it. Nick Young, Dwight Howard, D'Angelo Russell, Austin Rivers, and Nikola Jokic. So, dudes you would happily road trip with. Well, pretty easy. I already mentioned him. LeBron is seemingly a good subway hang, unless, I don't know, that'd get pretty annoying, wouldn't he? He'd like, always be whipping at his phone and snap fucking chatting, and he's like, dude, I'm just trying to fucking sit here and play like Candy Crush. Can you not? Still, LeBron would be fun. Joe Ingles, you know he'd do his share of driving, also appreciates good coffee. On your jingling, Joe. Kyrie, this would be a fun one. You could argue with him about the earth being flat as you literally drive up mountains and can see the curvature of the planet. You could take him to like observatories and shit and go, Kyrie, you're a fucking moron. Stop it. David Fizdale, the recently fired. Feel like he knows the best clubs in every city in America. That's a good guy to have on your side. And finally, Klay Thompson, chill guy who's also super fucking weird secretly. He might kill you in a desert just for the fun of it, but that's a risk you take. Because there's also going to be some fun, dumb shit that he does. Like, he's going to pop up on local TV talking about scaffolding like he did in San Francisco. Anya. Biggest surprise of the year. Give me the Pistons. Ben Simmons being this good. Jason Tatum being this good. Boston incorporating everyone so quickly. Indiana not sucking. And Houston fitting together so well. Unreal. Most unsurprising. Orlando coming back to Earth from winning a bunch of games and then losing basically 10 straight. The Clippers being injury ravaged, they're the fucking Clippers. What do you expect? Lonzo not living up to expectations. I don't know why expectations were so high in the first place. And Sacramento being a garbage fire. All of those are my most unsurprising twists for the quarter of the year. Coach, you'd hate real fucking quickly if you played for them. So this is basically the anti-coach of the year. Give me Billy Donovan. What's up with your fucking hair, you psycho? How about Tibbs? Stop yelling at me, you bullfrog-looking motherfucker. Doc, yo, can you get your kid out of here? It's not bring your kid to work day, motherfucker. Jesus, I know that fucking KG and Ray and Rondo and Paul took you to a fucking title. I just don't know if you're a good coach and your kid's still here. Best Australians ranked. All right. Ben Simmons is smashing. Joe Ingles is smashing. Patty, Baines, and Thon. There you go. Top five best Australians for the year so far. How about my favorite Australians? Well, it's pretty similar. We go Ben Simmons, Joe Ingles, Aaron Baines, Patty Mills, and just sneakily, Andrew Bogut. He's just such a grouchy old bastard. That's pretty good. All right, there you go. That was the Quartermark Extra Dumb Awards for NBA Australia. Not bad. Not bad at all. That's a lot of ground we just covered. Which also brings us to the daily award-winning segment here on NBA Australia. Yeah, nah. It's yeah, nah. We've got three yeah, nahs where we go through three NBA storylines and get a yeah, nah and figure out if it's more yeah or more nah. So it's pretty easy. After nine straight losses, the Grizzlies cut their losses and tank. Yeah, nah. Nah. Nah, you got to wait for Conley to come back and see what you've got with him, Gasol, Evans, and whatever fucking Chandler Instagram Parsons can give you when he's healthy. You gotta fucking fire Chris Wallace, though. God damn it. I don't know how these shitty fucking GMs who come up with these shit teams stick around. Like, Dell Demps is still in charge in New Orleans, and he's like the guy who gave Solomon Hill a bunch of money. Jesus Christ. But Grizzlies can't tank just yet. They've just got too much money coming for Conley and Gasol, and I don't know what the return would quite be that would match it up, and like, you're just gonna be shit for ages. Nah. Stick it out. See what you can't do around the edges. Clippers have got a fire Doc and tank. Yeah, nah, yeah, fuck yeah. Keep DJ, but without Blake, Pat Bev, and Milos so far this year, you're just going to go nowhere. So embrace it. Come on, while we're at it, why not get Blake to finish his season by punching Austin Rivers in the face? That'd make everybody happy. Carmelo should come off the bench. Is our final yeah, nah? Should Carmelo come off the bench? Yeah, nah. Nah. Nah, I hate this shit. It's up to the coach to make all this sort of shit work and for the players to figure out their roles, right? That's fine. OKC, I just don't think Billy Donovan's any fucking good. What proof is there that he's a really good coach? I feel like OKC will try to figure this out and make it happen and just be a bit bumpy. I feel like just some of the answers, just Melo needs to be out there by himself with bench units sometimes, but just not bring off the bench. That's like cutting off your fucking nose to spite your dumbass face. So dumb. Anyway, there you go. Melo, stay in the starting unit, pal. You're fine. You'll be fine. Okay, so you just got to ride that fucking ship, dudes. How about our daily unpopular opinion of the day, where we go. Look at me, look at me, look at me. The Hold Steady are the greatest rock band of the past 15 years. It's not that unpopular because they're fucking amazing. I love it. Had a good night. Jesus, feeling dusty today. It's Friday, though. That means we have the NBA Australia Dickhead of the Week. Who we got? Who was our biggest dickhead this week? It's not Old Mate No Mates. That was Marc Gasol. We've got a pairing for Dickhead of the Week, though. We have one guy who tossed LeBron James out of a game for the first time ever for a very dumb reason. That's Kane Fitzgerald. And the second, he nearly ruined Kristaps Porzingis' career and would have brought fucking New York City tumbling down. Justice Winslow, what are you doing stepping on Porzingis' fucking ankle? Kane and Justice, you are the NBA Australia co-dickheads of the week. All right, coming up next, we have the third segment. We go the NBA Australia Player Watch. All right, NBA Australia, the Australian Player Watch. I'm flagging pretty hardcore, but we're going to get through it. Ben Simmons played the Celtics and Aaron Baines / Kyrie last night. He had 15, 6, and 7, as I said. Came on 14 shots. That was a tough one. Still looks unreal, though. Fucking love you, Ben. On the weekend, he plays the Pistons on Saturday. Patty Mills plays the Grizz tonight and at OKC on Sunday. Didn't play last night, obviously. Joe Ingles, he played the team who cut him, the Clippers. As mentioned, it was a revenge game for Jingling Joe. He had 12 points and 6 assists. Shit, yeah. Give it to him, Joe. Still shooting, and this is my favorite stat in like NBA Australia history so far. Joe Ingles is still shooting better from three, 45.7%, than from the field, 43.8%. That is fucking awesome. I love you, Joe Ingles. On the weekend, he plays the Pelicans. That'll be tonight. The Jazz play at New Orleans. How about Dele? Milwaukee played at Portland, and Dele didn't play because he hasn't played since the 15th. Hashtag free Dele. He's still hurt, but they don't need to rush him back. Bledsoe's playing great. Brogdon's playing fine. Dele can take a couple more sickies, mate. Thon McCurr. Thong. Obviously, same as Dele, played at Portland. Thon, however, got on the fucking court. Didn't do much. 16 minutes, 0 points, 2 rebounds, 2 steals. Did he make his first three since November 7? No, he did not. He didn't attempt one. So how about Dele and Thong on the weekend? They play Sacramento on Saturday. Aaron Baines played the Sixers and started on you, big fella. In 13 minutes, though, he had 2 points and 2 rebounds. Yeah, remember, he is a cement truck dressed up as a basketball player. On the weekend, the Celtics play the Suns on Saturday. And finally, Andrew Bogut. Didn't play last night. Players on the weekend. Saturday at Nuggets. Sunday versus Houston. How about our daily question? Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Yeah, he is. And the final part, the Australian Player Watch. Kyrie, our honorary Australian. Dude, smashed it last night. 36 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 12 of 21 from the field, and 5 of 8 from 3. That is very, very, very badass. On you, Kyrie. And coming up next, we're smashing through this. Pretty good. We've got our previews. We're going to whip around each game on the NBA slate for tonight and the entire weekend. That is like every game we're going to preview it. Pretty good. And we've got the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board. So that's all coming up basically fucking now. All right. The Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board. What's Patty Mills out here saying? This is pretty good. Patty Mills. Turns out, on a toilet seat cover dispenser in a coffee shop in Southern California, Patty Mills has been immortalized with a sticker on it, which is pretty amazing. It's like him, back-to-back. There's an amazing sticker. Three dog faces sort of looking up in like a sunburst, and Patty Mills on either side. It is legit amazing. And Patty Mills says, emoji face, smiley on the side. Classic. That really is pretty good. On your Patty Mills. All right, previews, game previews. We're going to whip around each game on the slate. Let's do it. Friday, tonight, Warriors at Magic. Oh, Jesus. Magic just beat OKC. Can they do it against the Warriors? The Warriors only just squeaked by the Lakers. Klay's probably not going to play in this one. No, of course not. The Magic just lost like 9 straight and then fucking somehow turned that around against the fucking Thunder. So give me the Warriors in this. It's a nice weird matchup, actually. See what Aaron Gordon can do. See if he can smash. Pistons at Wiz. Two East powerhouses. One of them is the 2 seed and the other one is currently out of the 8. The weird thing is, it's reversed from what we would have expected. Pistons are the best team. That's crazy. No, John Wall, this is going to be an interesting one, I think, for the Wiz. I mean, Reggie's out there. Could go a little bit nutso. Give me the Pistons. Of course, I say that now, and the Wiz are going to kill him, but whatever. Pacers at Raptors. It's Victor Oladipo versus DeMar and Kyle Lowry. It's the NBA playoffs on NBA TV. It's definitely like a fucking NBA TV-only playoff series, this one. Pacers at Raptors. The Raptors will kill him, I think. I think the Pacers are going to have to cool off a little bit at some point. Hornets at Heat. I'm surprised Dwight Howard is allowed back in Florida, because what do we say here on NBA Australia? Fuck Dwight Howard. And this would have been fun. Dwight Howard versus Hassan Whiteside. But Whiteside's out for a week or two with a left knee bone bruise. That's tough. Give me the Hornets. I think they'll get that one. No Hassan. Heat have been up and down. Jesus. Sacramento at Chicago. It's the John Salmon Memorial Trade. The John Salmon Trade Memorial Night, I think. You know, that Star Wars night last night. I think this will be the John Salmon Trade Memorial. Anya, what a bad fucking game. Chicago, back-to-back. Sacramento, they're shit. Maybe Chicago eke it out at home. Spurs at Grizz. Second half of a home-and-home. The no-fizz Grizz. Can they win one? Or are they going to go to 10 straight losses? I'm going to say that. I think the Spurs win this. Minnesota at OKC. Wow, Mini should not have blown that Wiz game on Wednesday, huh? Okay, shouldn't have had their asses kicked by Orlando on the flip side. This is a weird game. I feel like Minnesota sort this out a bit quicker than OKC. How about Pelicans at Jazz? We're going to watch Jinglin' Joe cook against this horrible Pelican wing rotation. AD and Boogie, though, are going to fucking destroy this suddenly tiny, tiny, tiny Jazz team. What, they've got Derek Favors, and that's basically kind of about it? So, don't know. Pelicans, I think, win that. Jazz on a back-to-back. Yeah, it's not going to happen. Especially coming from back from LA.
Saturday.
Hawks at Nets. It's a playoff rematch of the first round of the 2015 NBA playoffs. And a total of 3 players from both of those squads, only 2.5 years later, are still with either team. There's no Nets. And on the Hawks, you only have Bazemore, Schroeder, and Mike Muscala left from their mighty, mighty playoff run when they were the 1 seed and the Nets were the 8 seed. Damari Carroll, weirdly enough, is now on the Nets. Anya, that's amazing. Man, what a turnaround. Hawks at Nets, though. Nets are not good. Hawks aren't good either. I think the Nets might actually finally string a 2-game winning streak here. Suns at Boston, a classic 1976 NBA Finals rematch. Nice. Going to be brutal for Phoenix. I think Boston kill them. Clips at Mavs, the DeAndre Jordan Emoji War rematch. What could have been? Just imagine. Man, now Tankapalooza 28 begins. 2018 begins with these two teams. Man, the Mavs might even win this. Clips are not good. Not good. Mavs have been well rested too, so. Grizz at Cavs. Grizz going to be on a 10-game losing streak. Cavs going to be on a 10-game winning streak. According to Elias Stats, what does Elias Stats say? Oh, nerds. Oh yeah, nerds. Fuck that. That's crazy. Cavs are going to win. Oh, maybe. Yeah, Cavs will win that. Pistons at Sixers. Oh, shit. This is kind of actually important. Embiid versus Andre Drummond? That's awesome. The Lord and Savior Ben Simmons against like Tobias Harris. I love it. It's going to be fun. Give me the... I'll take the Sixers. I'll take the Sixers. They're at home. Feel like the Pistons have to shit one head of a game. Sacramento at Bucks. Delian Thon. Otherwise, this is pretty gross, huh? gross, gross, gross game. Give me the Bucks. They're at home. Sacramento is shithouse. Lakers at Nugs. Both teams could really use a win here, couldn't they? Bogut hanging out in the old Mile High Denver. I think, if Jokic isn't playing, the Lakers will win that. Lakers, I'm going to take in that one. Pelicans at Portland. Boogie and Brow versus Nurk. The Bosnian... Hello, is Yusuf Nurkic. The Bosnian Bear. CJ and Dame are going to fucking like... This is great. It's like two little dudes versus two big dudes. Boogie and Brow versus CJ and Dame. I love it. This is a great late drunk-ass Saturday night game. Like, roll in after a couple of pops. It's like 11:30, 12 o'clock. Watch the second half. Go, fuck, this game's awesome. Give me the Pelicans, I think, in that one. No, Portland will win. Portland bounce back. All right. Pelicans, I think, are on a back-to-back there as well, aren't they? Yep. So, because they were played at Utah, then they go to Portland. So, I'm going to take Portland in the back-to-back. Sunday, we have the Orlando Magic at the Knickerbockers of New York City. Aaron Gordon will probably make like $80 million in endorsements if he has another 40-15 game like he did on Wednesday. Hopefully, we have the Zinger back. I don't know. It's still day-to-day. Handy, they got a nice big break between Wednesday and Sunday, though. Pretty cool. Good job. Because you know what? He's an extreme Zinger burger. I love this. I love that he tweeted out. It's like, oh, people think I'm a lizard. Because I just like, when I get hurt, I come back really quickly. It's like, yeah, it's got nothing to do with the fact that you're the fucking Winter Soldier. You got all that fucking ex-Soviet super soldier blood that they've had you on since you were a fucking kid. Nothing to do with that, though. Nothing. On you. Good job, though, the Litvian gangbanger. Got a lot of time for that. Give me the Knickerbockers. I think Orlando still swooning everywhere. Warriors at Heat. Ooh. Just imagine if Hassan had played this. This would have been really fun. Instead, it's not. Warriors are going to win. I love the idea that Pat Riley will probably be out there and probably out there trying to convince Clay that he should come to the Heat at the end of next year. Give me the Warriors. They do have a lot of like wing dudes, though, the Heat to throw at them. They just don't have that big guy now. Pain in the ass. Bam Adebayo looks fucking unreal, though. Clips at Mini. Yeah, I take Warriors in that one. Clips at Minnesota. Jesus. Minnesota definitely going to get back on track there. Spurs at OKC. Wow. This should be a corker. Memories, huh? Memories. Spurs, OKC. So many battles. Russ, PG, and Mello versus LaMarcus Parker, Ginobili, and Patty Mills. Game day, baller, game day. Home for OKC. I'm going to say... I think it's Spurs. OKC, a bit of a tailspin. Rockets at Lakers. Oh, shit. Rockets are going to put up 150 on the Lakers. Unfortunately, though, they might not because it's a Sunday game. And the Rockets will have been out in LA the night before. Could be a bit rough. Still, give me the Rockets. Just too much firepower. I love it. And there you go. That was every game for the weekend. Wrapped up for you. I love it. That's pretty good. And that's it. That's it for today. That's it for the week. We've done it. NBA Australia. Friday, December 1. Thanks for swinging by and checking us out. Also, shouts. You may have noticed that we have constant sort of backing music now, and it's all Australian. We have Green 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 and Ramshackle Army, and of course From Oslo with the intro and outro song. Go check out House Hats. They're the best band in Australia. That's their new band. But yeah, extra special thanks to the legends at Green 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 and the Ramshackle Army for their tunes you heard. Go check them out at Bandcamp and Facey. Give them a smash. Great bands. Love it. All right, that's it for us. Follow us on Twitter at NBA Australia. Constant fucking dumb shit all the time. And then over at Facebook, same sort of thing. We also have our daily weird Australian throwback stat of the day. Check us out on Facebook. Go on, do it, do it, do it, do it. Also on Insta. Go on. And that's it. It's been fun. It's been real. I've been pretty dusty. Apologies for that. But stick around for an absolutely atrocious Everybody Loves Bainesy. That's right. It's our very own NBA Australia sitcom. Thursday nights on CBS. It's like right after Big Bang Theory. Awesome. That's it. NBA Australia. We're smashing. We'll catch us Monday. Later, Hosen.
Welcome back to Everybody Loves Bainesy. It's Thursday night on CBS. Oi, Sheila, I'm home. Oi,
Bainesy.
or yourself.
Oi, have you been out playing with your mates again?
That's my fucking job, you drongo.
I don't care. You need to take out the trash.
It's pronounced rubbish. I don't even care if we're in America.
You'll care when I take this tubie for to your fucking head, you drongo.
Oh, don't be like that.
I'll be how I fucking want.
Yeah, all right.
And walk the dog too.
Jesus, why don't you do it?
Because I fucking worked all day, you dickhead.
I know, and I love your guts for it, Sheila.
Aww. You know I love you too, Bainesy. Almost as much as I love Barnsey or Farnsey.
Aww. Hey, no one could love anything more than Barnsey or Farnsey.
Too right, you giant dingbat. I love you, Bainesy.
I love you too, Sheila.
Tune in next week for more Everybody Loves Bainesy.